Welcome, everybody, and Happy New Year. Welcome to the Big Call. It is Thursday, January 2nd, 2025. And you're listening to the Big Call. I'm glad everybody's here. Thank you, SAT team, for getting the signal out all over the globe to as many as 200 countries, we believe, we've been to before. And thanks for tuning in, everybody, whether you're no matter how you're listening, if you're listening live or if you're listening on Memorex, meaning on the recorded line or on the replay link. So thanks for coming in. We always pray the call in, so let's make no exception. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll hand it over to Sue, what should be a really fun teaching that we can all benefit from. So I look forward to that, as does Bob, I'm sure, every Tuesday and Thursday night. And here it is, Thursday night. So let's go ahead and pray the call in. Lord God, we thank you that we've made it through the New Year's celebration and some of the things that did not go well yesterday on New Year's Day across our country. And thank you that despite all of that, we're at a position where we can come back with good information and bring out some things that everybody needs to know from the Big Call. Thank you for this platform. Thank you that we have the opportunity to share. And thank you for your provision. And certainly thank you in advance for the blessing, which is yet to come. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this has been a very interesting week so far. And there's been a lot of things that have come and gone, but we know that God's love for us never leaves us. So tell us a little bit about what you've prepared for us tonight, what you found in the way of a teaching, and we'll be quiet and we will listen.
That's good. Instead of noisy and rambunctious.
Yeah, really.
Oh, always getting the most out of the opportunity. Well, this is an important teaching, and I pick the teachings so that they can be so filled with light and act like you have. So imagine that you're being given a special device, and it's a wearable. And it's just designed to, like, light up the path ahead of you. And this is what we're going to do with this teaching. And I want to acknowledge someone that I just wrote to. I have no idea if she's listening. Her name is Catherine, and she is a member of the pod. She's a fencing instructor. She brings people through. I know. Brings people through all sorts of leadership and ministry, and just as is the most devoted, generous, abundant, loving, strong, tolerant. I mean, just an amazing being. And I just wanted to give Catherine a shout out tonight because I was late in getting back to her. And Jane Kay, and of course, at the top of the list is dedicating this to everything that matters. Day on the High Road. A friend of mine played professional football for many years. He was a great player, very popular and well-liked. When he retired, he was hired by his team to develop the players and keep them motivated. For years, he was very successful. The team, the coaches, and the players all loved him. You couldn't find a more talented, kind, or loyal person. Life was good. He was seeing favor, increase, and blessing. But one day, the owner of the team hired a new manager who didn't like my friend. This manager saw how popular my friend was, and he started poisoning the staff, spreading things that weren't true. Eventually, he fired my friend. It was very unfair and very hurtful. When I called to encourage him, he was disappointed, but he wasn't discouraged. He understood this principle. When the old wine runs out, that means the best wine is coming, something that you've never seen. That's why you shouldn't fight every closed door. People who do you wrong, seasons of slowdown, or times when you're not seeing the favor you once did. These things have to happen for you to see the best wine, for you to get greater favor and greater influence. As much as we don't like the bad breaks, the betrayals, the disappointments, and the times when people do us wrong, they are all part of God's plan. God is not only ordering your steps, God's ordering the steps of those you need to help fulfill your dreams. We know that God ordered Jesus' steps, but he also used Judas' betrayal of Jesus as the means to bring him to be condemned and crucified for our salvation. God ordered Goliath's steps to come against David as the means to David stepping to the throne. God used everything so that we could create everything that we were going to dream up and take as our own, as fulfillment. When things run out in your life, instead of complaining and being bitter, keep the right perspective. It had to run out so you could see the best wine, so you can step up to who you were created to be. My friend stayed on the high road. The whole time his supervisor was trying to make him look bad, to engage him in conflict, he wouldn't take the bait. The manager moved someone into his office without asking him, but my friend didn't say a word. He left resumes on my friend's desk for his same position, trying to intimidate him, but my friend ignored it. When the wine ran out at the wedding, Jesus told the staff to fill the pots with water. That seemed odd. They needed wine, not water. Sometimes God will ask you to do the things you don't understand. He has the best wine ready. He has something you haven't seen, but it's dependent on your obedience. Could it be someone you're looking forward to loving? Could it be a person you haven't seen or an experience you haven't seen? Will you do what he's asking you to do? It may be to forgive someone who did you wrong. That doesn't seem to make sense. That person hurt you, and you feel you have a right to be bitter. But that will keep you from the best wine. That's our teaching for tonight.
That was well done, Sue. That was a great teaching. And I think many of us are reflecting back to things that have happened in our life that where doors were closed on us, and we couldn't quite figure out why. Why did that happen to me? I was doing just what I wanted to do, and things were going right, things were going well, and all of a sudden, that door closed. But God doesn't close a door that he doesn't open a window or another door and give us an opportunity to do something different, something better, something more suited to who we are. And I think what I liked about this teaching was, first of all, the guy who was the former player that turned advisor with the NFL team, he did not even come back against his accuser, the new manager, you know, that had it out for him since the beginning, did not like the guy. For some reason, I think he was jealous of him, probably. But you know, he was the advisor was getting all the attention, and maybe the new manager wanted that attention. I don't know. But I know that when that kind of a thing happens, personalities can collide. You can get something in your past that, man, if that person hadn't said that or done that, look where I'd be. Well, you have to look at it like, you know, this was a door that closed on you, and now you've got an opportunity to move forward in a new direction, in a different direction. And it might take a little while to get back up to where you were, maybe financially, with your confidence, with your ability to perform well at the new job, whatever it was. But it's just, it's like you have to go through certain things, you know, that God has placed in your life or has allowed to be in your life so that you can go around and you can get to the new wine. You know, the new wine is the best wine. That was the wine, in this case, that Jesus turned the water into. And I think what's valuable is that we realize that life is not an absolute bed of roses. It's not perfect. We do have, Jesus said, you'll have trials, you'll have tribulation, you'll have things to go through. It's not a walk in the park. And, you know, even this RV that we're waiting to have happen is something that we're all having to go through. And I'm going through it, Sue's going through it, Bob, everybody is finding things that are saying, not yet, not now, it's coming, not yet. There's a lot of stuff always behind the scenes. We had an analogy that was saying behind the curtain, thus and so was going on. And I'll share what I can tonight in the intel, but I like this teaching, Sue. I think it tells us to, you know, keep looking up, keep looking for that new wine, the best wine that was saved for last, because Jesus made the best wine for that wedding in Cana. And I like the teaching a lot, and I'm sure Bob has some cool comments to say. So I'll hand it over to you, Bob.
Thank you, Bruce. Sue, thank you very much. It's an awesome way. Here we are, you know, on the second time to start the new year. And I love the idea of the pathway and the light in the pathway. And here we are in 2025, right?
Yes.
Where
I know.
Time for us all to thrive.
Yeah, strive at 25.
And to arrive.
Yeah.
And as we go
and drive
down the path, yeah, ultimate drive down the path, right? And to expect on that pathway the highest, you know, possible expression in on this path to everywhere, right? So it's a path to where? It's a path to everywhere.
And so good, Bob.
We are, as we go down this path, we'll find, you know, new doorways. And doorways to adventure here, that's what 25 is to be all about. The doorways, you know, that leads us into a hallway of 1,000 rooms. You know, each with a limitless adventure, you know, in wait. And an adventure through into each room where we are the star of the show. And it's our time in 25 to show off for God. You know, look at me, look what I can do to bring glory to your kingdom. And the light, you know, of creation that you shine through me lights this path. It lights the way down the path, through the doors, into the rooms that are filled with limitless adventures. You know, all the way into the heart of God himself and herself for us to bask in that glory.
Divine
Bob,
poet,
that's so
Bob.
Creative. Yes, divine very creative, Bob. Yep. It's beautiful. Very beautiful. I love the vision that you created in that. The imagery. Really good, Bob. Thank you for that. Wow. Sue, tell me what you thought of this teaching and how it affected you.
I love telling you what I thought of the teaching and how it affected you.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see if you do, though.
It's an inside joke, everybody.
Inside joke.
I really loved Bob saying the 2025 is the quantum path to everywhere, but the destination, the new wine, the wine that is you've never tasted before, is that the path is home to yourself, to your true self. And to me, what this teaching brought was the understanding that everything can be transformed. Water, something that was, you know, just thought of as conventional, as everyday, as sure a necessity, one of our most important, was transformed. It might as well have been transformed into gold in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the alchemical process that we're being asked to carry in ourselves, the new wine of Christ light. And the road that's leading the quantum path to everywhere, meaning in this year, you will learn how reality really works. Not the Newtonian linear, we're 2024, we're 2025, we're 2026. A lot of us are going to be living through your this age and now you're 40 years younger. You're going to see that quantum path, that new wine of Christ's light in you path, so that it's second nature to you to know that this frequency of love, this vibration of Christ, is so alive in you that it takes your breath away. And so when you look into someone else's eyes, you're going to see them with the eyes of Christ. You're going to feel them with the heart of Christ. And that's why I love this teaching so much, is it really brought that the man that was being attacked. And I think that time is going to be over. I think the dark is going to be so minimized that the light of Christ in all of us is going to be like, you better get on this train or else you're like, you know, it's people that aren't in the light are going to feel like those, and forgive me for anybody that's smoking. It's not a judgment, but it's like, oh, people that are standing outside and you have so much compassion that they haven't been able to let go of that. It's like, it's just an old energy. It's nothing else, nothing about them. It's just an old energy. So to me, this was the teaching that captured that the quantum path to everywhere that Bob brought is the quantum path back to your true self.
That's good.
How did
I
do, Bruce?
I think you did great. I love that, Sue. Thank you. That commentary was great. And I love when Bob said, you know, 1,000 doors to 1,000 new rooms, you know, as we walk down this hallway of life. It's a cool image. I love the imagery there. And you know, God will always open another door if a door seems to slam us in the face, or he opens a window, or whatever you want to say. It's a cool analogy. And that was great teaching. So thank you, Sue, Bob, for your comments. Sue, great job. As always, this is very special teaching. So let's get into our Thursday night prayer request and or praise reports. We're doing both each night because we never know which Tuesday or Thursday will be our last call. So we want to cover praise reports and prayer requests as they come in,
yeah,
too. So what do you have for us tonight?
Well, I'm happy to say, and I know he's listening, our Mr. One and Only Pastor Scott. Pastor Scott has just opened up your update. Tonight's praise is that I'm out of the hospital and rehab. The prayer is, I'm having a tough time getting around. Very difficult to stand on my own. This last stroke 4 weeks ago nailed me good. Can't wait for the med bed. Praises for Sue, Bruce, Bob, for their leadership to get us through. Be blessed, Big Call Universe. Thanks for all your prayer. Love you all. Pastor Scott. So I want to activate a completion portal for Pastor Scott in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big deal because it's all about how you're resonating and creating with your awareness in Christ what the meaning of something is, and your ability to align with the highest, and in this case, the deepest completion. So I'd like everybody to just put their hands on their hearts, and I want you to see that as Pastor Scott wrote that prayer to us tonight, I want you to see and hear and feel that that book, like, It's like a thick book of ordeals, and it just slams shut. Hear that shut, done, closed, sealed, and forever given back to the universe so that it could return to Pastor Scott as completely healed energy, filling him through every level of his energy and his body and his mind and his spirit, and literally surrounding him with the pure energy of sustained regeneration and only regeneration in Christ. There is no reason, with what we know about biofields and regulating our biofields, there is no reason that with his strength and consciousness and Christ and all of us surrounding him in that, and literally like sealing him. So whatever the pattern, whatever the memory, whatever the effect of any condition, it is completely prevented from occurring again other than total, complete, final divine healing. And he's starting that today, and it will be amplified when he gets in the med beds. We seal this in Jesus' name, and we say amen.
Amen and amen. And Pastor Scott, may you walk without any issues. Your balance is restored. Your perception is good. Your vision is good. And you can walk and walk normally in Jesus' name.
So we have another prayer. Excuse me. We have another prayer request moving from Montgomery, Alabama to San Antonio, Texas.
Mm.
And they're saying they're going to be in temporary housing at Lackland Air Force Base for 30 days. And right. Please pray for safe travels, our home to sell, so we can move into our home, not yet revealed, but God is preparing for us.
Amen.
Karen. Yep. Karen. And so we're going to see Karen and her husband and her family moving. And the best part, here's the exciting part, to gently allow the strength to believe, the joy to believe, and the power to know that your faith that you articulated in this prayer, Karen, is so strong that it's going to magnetize the ideal home, the ideal circumstances. Try to feel what that would feel like. So you're a match to that experience happening as if it had happened. And so we pray that you are able to sustain your ideal desired results in Christ, and that they're manifesting for you as you move, as you live, and as you expect this ideal transition into your new home and the RV. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
And
yeah, that's a nice move. Sue, that's a nice move from Montgomery, Alabama, down in Roll Tide Roll, Montgomery, and then moving from there all the way to San Antone, referred to as Tony Town sometimes, Texas. That's quite a nice ride, but I'm familiar with that Air Force base because I had a friend that went in the Air Force, and I remember visiting him over in San Antone. And you got to learn the two-step. You got to learn that two-step there, Missy. Okay, Sue, sorry.
Okay, so here's a long one that I'm trying to read with you in the background.
Mm. Okay, Roger.
From Deborah. And I'm just going to advise people when they're writing these things, unfortunately, because of the volume, you've got to make them a little short. I know you want to tell your entire story, but I'm just going to.
What is the prayer request itself, though? Yeah, that's what we got to get to.
Yeah, well, that's the point. It's hard to tell.
Hard to tell. Yeah.
It is hard to tell. I'm going to just say for Deborah, she's needing a complete restoration of her trust, of her faith, of her orientation to the RV and Nisara Jasara, so that she feels she is going to be provided for and not a victim of anything, any energy, any institution. So we see Deborah walking in the, and this is the most important part, it's not in the head, it's in your emotions. I want Deborah, and I want everybody to send this energy of trust, of knowing, of provision, of being blessed and favored, and literally to have Deborah walking as if she's being flooded in the most graceful way with signs and wonders of favor and blessing and abundance and luck. And she just, that's what she walks in. And every day she's noticing how all this energy that seemed to be against her has turned around for her. And she is amplifying, and being provided with everything she needs to walk into this RV blessed, to walk into this RV completed, and to feel the love and the passion that Christ has for her, as well as everyone in this community. Sealed, protected, and amplified in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And finally,
Jeannie,
931, Bruce, Happy New Year.
Right.
And I'm watching. Happy New Year. Wishing everyone a blessed and healthy 2025. Heavenly Father, today we pray for all the victims and their families in New Orleans and Las Vegas. Praying for the 15 people that were killed and 30 injured in the terrorist attack in the French Quarter in New Orleans. Also for the 7 people. Not everybody has to sound like a local. Also for the 7 people that got injured by the cyber attack in Las Vegas. call this show the Getting Real Big Call. Happy, I know. Also for the 7 people that got in, this is what happens when you know somebody for 9.5 years. And Bob, I can see Bob smiling right now. I literally
almost
can
10
see
years.
It.
Almost 10 years.
Almost 10. Also for the 7 people, yeah, 10 years. For that tiny violin in the background. Also for the 7 people that got injured by the cyber attack in Las Vegas. Happy New Year for Cat's Day. There you go. Thursday, 1/2/25.
Good.
Slip extra catnip and give cats in need the chance for a fresh start. Motivation and Inspiration Day, Thursday, 1/2/25. Get up, get inspired, and get moving on National Motivation and Inspiration Day.
Yep.
International Mind-Body Wellness Day, Friday, 1/3/25.
Hey, that's tomorrow.
January 3rd is International Mind-Body Wellness Day,
good.
An opportunity to celebrate how a healthy mind and healthy emotions mean a healthy body. The mind, body, and soul connection plays an integral role and our overall health and well-being. Our emotions, hallelujah, purpose, spirituality, experiences, goals, beliefs, habits, and actions all have an important impact on mind-body harmony and overall health. National Can Do Day, Saturday, 1/4/25. Celebrate National Can Do Day by striving to be better and more focused. National Day of Dialogue, Sunday, 1/5/25. Let's have difficult conversations with compassion and understanding, making the world a better place. New month, new day, new year, new you. Positive thoughts. Today we pray to our Heavenly and Loving Father for the following. For all our leaders and listeners on the Big Call, we continue to pray for Pastor Scott's health, MedBuds, Debt Jubilee, RV. We continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this Big Call, especially concerning health, concerning all of it. Blessings and peace to all on this call through Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Everyone, have a blessed weekend and stay safe. Jeannie.
Yes. Thank you, Jeannie. Very good. I love the National Cat Day, whatever it is, on today. That's good. I don't believe in catnip. I don't want to get my kitties drunk or stoned. I just feel like you need to give them a treat. So I gave them their treat yesterday, which was squeeze-ups, which they love those squeeze-ups. And so they had that yesterday. All right. Sue, thank you very much for that. Prayer and praise time tonight. And, gosh, it's already time to go back to you with anything that you want to bring us out. I know. Can you believe it? We're already back to you with anything regarding what we should be aware of as we move forward in this new year. Anything that you like to bring, any offering that you might have for us, we're all ears, Sue.
Well, you know, I put some thought, usually early in the morning, into what do people need? And especially right. something that, you know, they don't think about that often, or maybe they haven't heard in a while. And one of the things that I think is really important, we're going to call being in the seed stage as founders of the future. And I've been very fortunate, Bruce, Bob, and community, to really get intimate and be very close to just the widest range of humanitarians from all over the world, meeting one-on-one with them, meeting in a group with them, you know, listening to what their challenges are. I said, why not look up what the number one most important skill is, and then, and what do you think it is? What do you think it, in 2025, what do you think people are saying is the number one most important skill as a leader? Who wants to go first?
Okay, I'll go first. I know Bob will come back to the microphone.
Okay.
I hope it's communication. I hope
that's
listening and communicating with mm-hmm. your people that you're leading. Communication, I would say, is the number one.
What does Bob think?
Bob, what do you think about that?
Yes, so I agree with you, Bruce, and I would also add in vision. Having a vision mm-hmm. and being able to communicate that vision with everybody.
That's great.
Oh, that's
good.
Really good.
Like
that's
that.
very good. That goes beyond, and that's somewhat the challenge that I was noticing, so I'm going to try to take everything that we're all pointing to here. The number one most important skill is emotional intelligence. And what I like about, and this is very significant, to see if I can do this so it's has some brevity to it. What Bob was saying, we're moving into a time when people are going to have to, because so much that they can see with their eyes, the outer world is going to be changing. You have to be very clear in your internal vision, because you're going to be the architects of a new world. So you have to both, so this is going to tie in what you said, Bruce. You have to be able to separate yourself from the noise of the outer reality. You have to communicate to yourself, what does the world need through me that I can communicate with emotional intelligence in a vision that resonates and leads people to a new reality. And it's also going to be, the second skill is going to be how to read life accurately so that you're able to see beyond the noise, create beyond the noise, and create with your team members you can't be so addicted to your old ideas of certainty, and that's going to be tough for a lot of people. You're going to have to be able to be adaptable and be ready for quantum leadership. And so on the 9th and the 10th, that's next week, Thursday and Friday, we're going to be offering as very powerful, but how shall I say it? To step into, it's like a micro training to get people ready for this world where interconnected networks, adaptability, and rapid innovation that are all going to be part of this world, that all of a sudden people are changing jobs out of big pharma or whatever, all the systems that are going to be going through, like right before your very eyes, they're going to be going through rapid, I don't want to use words that'll stimulate your fear centers, but they're going to be dissolving, period, the end. And you're going to be hearing people, and, you know, people are just going to be going through, heard me say, really powerful society-wide reshaping. And so leaders are going to have to evolve from traditional management styles into visionary architects that can, just like you said, Bruce, good job, create scalable, inspired, self-organizing systems. They need to sense patterns. They need to organize energy fields, which is like you're going to be paying attention to how somebody communicates. Can they communicate with strategy and emotional intelligence and frequency? Go listen to some of the people talking about it's very powerful if you're really attuned. Go listen to some of the people that are putting out these new future of leadership things, and some of it is good, but some of it is like same old, with a couple of new words thrown in.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel, you can feel there's no heart, there's no spaciousness,
no,
there's no...
No life,
No life, exactly. It's just a little bit tweaked up, and you've got people that are coming out of those systems that don't know how to allow people to catch. And there's some, we're going to be introducing a book on resonant leadership. It's all going to be about resonant leadership. Resonant leadership. So here's what I'd like everybody to do. If you would like to come to a two-day class, and what you're going to leave this class with is the understanding of what you would sense, what you would feel when you're being with people, selecting people on your team. And you're going to be, remember that quote that you're the sum of the five people that you're closest to? Now, if you're reading a lot of books, you're ahead of the game. Things on your leadership, on your, you know, whatever you're learning that's taking you into the future, into an adaptable future, good for you. But you've got to surround yourself with people that are really ready to, this is God's money. This is God moving into a new space. God wasn't in the spaces on this planet, people. That's why we're in such a mess. And it's not going to be traditional stuff either. It's going to be very, you've got to be speaking quantum speak and resonance and energy and emotional intelligence and out of this traditional left brain linear thinking that most people who may have been, you know, done really well, that's what they're used to. But if you can't inspire people when you open your mouth and give them something that, wow, yeah, that makes sense, that takes them into a more fluid, adaptable, inspired reality, that's what we're going to work on teaching you how to do and how to select. How to do and how to select. So here's what you do. You just sign up for Founders for the Future. Founders for the Future. If you're interested in this class, are we going to get there? I don't know. Is it a absolutely thrilling and breathtaking class? Yes. If you're a person that wants to be ready for the future in a quantum age, send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. The cost is $100. It's 3 hours of training, and you will leave that training with two practices to get you mind-heart practices to get you ready to lead that, and you will get the strategies of where to look for these kinds of people. Where are they hiding out? What are you going to look for? How are you going to know? How are you not going to freeze because you blank out because you've never done anything like this? That's what it's designed to do, to get you so that you're comfortable enough to recognize these new skills and these new people that you're going to need to have around you, and how to be inspired about it. You need to have the grid. You need to know, oh, that's what it looks like. Oh, that's what it feels like. That's what it sounds like. If you've never even seen it or been around it, you're not going to know what it's like. Why am I qualified? Because I'm in some training around quantum learning. And it's all about teaching people how to learn in the quantum age and how to move in a rapid learning age. So it's very, very something I've been very close to, as Bruce knows, for a long time. So that's that. And then the last thing I want to say is MedVed 100s. And Golden Wisdom Bundle, I'm just going to brush quickly by that. But the MedBed 100s, we have a number of invoices out, so please check your invoices. It takes us a while, because it is a very popular class sometimes, to get to you. Just check your email once a day and see if you've heard from us. And that is still live so that you can have this interview process where you're going to literally prepare for being very clear about what you want to create or uncreate for your chronic acute conditions. 65 different choices in 7 different categories: physical, mental, emotional, athletic, creative, 7 different categories to pick of things that most people have never thought about. 2 classes and 2 meditations, just to get your mind ready so that you've gotten real exploration. It's like you've really done your due diligence. Anybody that's been in anything like development or corporate or research, you've got to do your due diligence. You can't do a lick and a promise for this one-shot thing. And you're going to get it from the people. This is coming from me researching it for 26 years, not MedBeds, but the sort of the neurobiology of anti-aging, all that stuff, the leading edge of research about organic human potential, and you're going to get it in 3 hours, and it's just $100. We will send you a PayPal invoice if you don't have it. If you want it, please send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Just let us know if you have PayPal. That's really helpful. If you don't, no worries. You just put in your credit card. Last caveat. Keep your email short. We don't need to hear about, oh, I lost my PayPal. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to be a little bit edgy, because we have people sending us, notebooks of information. Just, I've got the PayPal, I want my invoice, like that. All we're here to do, we have one role, and that is to help you step in to your best self so that you can serve God at your highest. It's very simple. It's very elegant, hopefully. And we want to be there to support you, and we do our best to get back to you as soon as possible. So please check your emails. Please keep your emails kind of on the short side. And we do our very best. We pour our heart into this for you guys. But that's the only thing we're doing, leadership and MedBeds. We don't answer questions. We can't tell you where MedBeds are. That is not available. We don't know where they are. But we can tell you about the experience. We can tell you about the choices. And we can help you design your highest experience, help you design your highest experience. And that's our purpose for the MedBed Pop-Up Class 100.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
You have two offerings, Founders of the Future and MedBed 100. Mm-hmm. And Happy New Year to everybody. You have said Happy New Year. Happy New Year the second. Okay.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much for that. That's really good. I love that. And when you were talking about, your new class, right?
Yeah.
Which is
Founders of the Future.
Founders of the Future, yeah. You know what it made me think of? It made me think of regenerative farming. And the reason I say that, because the future triggered Future Farmers of America, FFA. In the rural areas of our country, there are organizations called Future Farmers of America. I thought, what a great group of young people that hopefully we can tap into for regenerative farming. It's like, do they know about it?
We're going to get into it because really, as I said in one of my pieces, everything you do now, everything, how you breathe, how you live, how you love, how you do, everything is about the regenerative future. So it's really quantum regenerative thinking that's going to be in this class, and how to find the people that have a little inkling that like exists. They're in those areas. And what I care about is that the best teams get assembled with the best real emergent leadership, people that know this stuff. So
that's right. Thank you, Sue. That's very good. I appreciate it.
And I want to say thank you. And I want to say thank you to Faith for being I'm in all the way. You, Faith.
Thank you, Faith. You're always in.
Yeah.
I'm in, and
she's
I'm in too with Faith. Well, thank you, Sue. I'll see if I can recap that for you too. Plus,
okay,
you
Founders
know,
this of
is
the
something future. If anybody is looking for a project, or they're not quite sure, but they want to do something with farming, agriculture, something, you know, consider, we got to get this on a national level, regional level, state level, local level, to try to get with Future Farmers of America to bring them into the whole concept of regenerative farming and what we're going to try to do with it. With them. Maybe we can partner with them. Maybe they can partner with us. I'm just throwing this out there. You guys that are in ag, you guys know about all this. And it's something that we can, I just want to see this country thrive in terms of regenerative farming as one aspect of what should happen. Okay? Thank you, Sue. Really good. We'll recap that a little later. Bob, you're our regenerative farmer of sorts. In terms of who you're working with up in Canada to bring out the Boomers products like Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley and Heirloom Barley and Lignans and Premium Probiotics. You know, I love that those are regenerative products grown on farms that we're exclusive distributors of through Boomers. So welcome back to the call, Bob. I hope you have some great testimonials and anything new that you'd like to bring to us tonight.
Thank you, Bruce. Yeah, so speaking of the products, the regenerative products, we're going to be getting a visit later this month from the scientist slash farmer up in Canada who is the person providing all these products. He's going to be flying from one country to another, and he's going to stop in Miami and rent a car and drive to visit us in the Tampa area. And we're going to get to see him and his wife, who we've met before, to spend a couple of days talking about what he's got that's new, and it should be really fun.
Cool. That's great.
Yep. So I just wanted to let people know we still have our sale going on. We're carrying it over into the new year. And the reason is so many people are still taking advantage of it. Bruce, I mean, just today, like another 100 people went on to get these on-sale products. And we know that at the beginning of the month, on different days at the beginning of the month, the people that get pensions and Social Security get their checks during that time. And we're like, maybe we should just allow everyone who's in that type of financial space has a chance to get these items on sale as well. And so we're carrying it over, and we still have people able to get a 50% discount on what we call the herbal bundle, which is our ashwagandha and turmeric and olive leaf extract together in a bundle for a half-off price. A lot of people are getting it to put in their medicine cabinets. Some take it every day like I do. And we just got a testimonial tonight about a person who took advantage of that. And then also, all of the products that people buy from us the most are on sale. The Gladiator Barley and Boomer Boost, our lignans, probiotics, our collagen peptides, resveratrol, our Good Night formula, and all of our health systems, our total health systems with probiotics. Those are all on sale. Whether you're a new customer getting a starter health system, or you're getting a refill, they're all 25% off. All these things are 25% off. Fantastic. And then in addition, for people that are starting new subscriptions, what they'll find is once they get this 25% off sale, they put it onto their subscription program, they're going to get another 10% off. And you're also going to get free shipping and a free shaker bottle to go with it.
That's right.
Yeah, that sale is going to go on for a few more days, and you know, through the weekend. So if people are listening, maybe you know, to the replay on the weekend, you can still go online and get this sale.
Yeah,
and Bruce, we do have we got a whole bunch of testimonials, but I'm just going to read two of them tonight.
Okay.
And it's interesting because they came in on the same day. It's two different people from different parts of the country, women that are both 74 years old.
How about that?
And this first lady says, the combo pack of Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley, it's the best products I've ever tried. I am confident 100% in the quality. I trust the product, the people, and thank God for leading me to the Boomers Company and the wonderful people. I feel confident that Boomer Boost and Barley are exactly what my body needs, and it gives me great energy and vitality and keeps me feeling great for my age. My new doctor is amazed how great I look. He knows I'm 74, but he thinks I look like I'm 60. That's a great compliment.
Fantastic.
I thanked him for that. For that made me happy. Thank you, Boomers, for your grape products. I appreciate you. And she sent us a picture that in this beautiful setting, it's got a sunset in the background. It's in this beautiful building. Mm. She's with two other ladies that look really young and happy. I'm not sure which one is her, but they all look to me like they're about 30.
Wow.
And here's the other one that came in. This is a woman that says, this is about our Myotrol product. Without Myotrol and Gladiator Barley, I don't feel I could have accomplished my move. Boxing an entire house prior to the moving company's arrival, I could not have done it.
Wow.
It provided me strength and endurance, and I have started building an increase in muscle mass. I'm 74 years old, working on 75 in 25. Thank you for your products. And, you know, Bruce, this is what we're seeing more and more is people that are this age, people in their mid-70s, even people in their
mid-80s. Yeah.
And, Bruce, I don't know about you, but until we started having people use Myotrol with Gladiator Barley and the Boomer Boost, I had never heard before of people getting this type of recovery, this type of regeneration, where they were 74, losing muscle strength, getting old and crumbly, and all of a sudden a couple pills and some powder, and bam, all of a sudden they're going back the other direction. They're getting stronger, they're gaining more muscle, and they're getting younger. And you know, this is why I think it's happening. People are constantly rebuilding their bodies because we're tearing ourselves down by the environment that we live in. We live in a caustic external environment that we're breathing oxygen from the outside, which is a caustic thing to begin with, right? Oxidation. And all the toxins from tire dust and air pollution and pollution in our foods and medications and hundreds of different pollutants in the water, our bodies are breaking down all the time, quite rapidly, and we have to constantly regenerate ourselves by making new proteins, making new cells, producing adult stem cells that morph into brand new cells, repairing polymorphisms in our DNA, and on and on and on. It's a battle for a human body to stay alive in an environment as volatile as planet Earth. And so, generally, people are breaking down faster than they're rebuilding. But now we're starting to see the opposite happen. We're starting to see a woman who's 74 years old who, instead of becoming exhausted, worn out, and actually not even able to do it, trying to move and get all of her stuff boxed up, she's stronger at the end of the move than she was when she started.
Yeah.
Think about that. You know, you talk about a turnaround. No longer is she feeling weak and challenged, wondering if she can accomplish it. She not only accomplishes it, she gained muscle strength while she was accomplishing it. She didn't break down further and get tired and exhausted. She felt better at the end of it. And so this is the new place we are with nutritional science that is so advanced that it's targeting your genetic expression. It's so advanced that it's giving us a superoxide dismutase where we increase the half-life from 10 minutes to 4 years, the holy grail of anti-aging. And it's here. It's 2025, and we have it. And these are real people. They sent us in their pictures. I'm looking at the picture of one of these 74-year-old women. Like, that lady's not 74, and she just went through packing an entire house. She looks like she's 50 and getting younger. And it's like, here we are. here we are talking about growing older but getting younger. You know?
Yeah.
Our chronological age is going up, but our biological age is going the other direction now.
That's right.
It's really amazing. And the more and more we see people adding Myotrol to their barley and Boomer Boost and other things, the more we see that this is over 200 people now, Bruce, have sent us in pictures and testimonials about what happened to them taking the Myotrol. Almost all of them are taking it in combination with our other products. And so that's what we see every day. And every day when I am at the office, Bruce, I go into the fulfillment area to say hello to Bill, who's doing all the packing. And it's nonstop. Man.
Yeah.
He's got stacks of Myotrol with boxes and envelopes and a computer system with a printer for the shipping labels. And, man, God help the postman. The more he comes to pick up packages at our place, the more he needs help with us to stuff everything into his truck.
That's right.
Yeah. So quite often I'll go out at 3 o'clock or 3:30 when the postman backs up with his truck just to give these guys a hand getting all the boxes out there. There's
so many
people that are feeling great with taking these new inventions. I didn't invent these products, Bruce. You know, Ken, the scientist who's coming to visit, invented the Gladiator barley. Eric, the scientist in California, who holds 40 patents in this field, invented Myotrol. It took him 6 years to figure it out. Right, and here we are. You know, the only thing that we have going for us is we have people like Stephanie, where there's two testimonials sitting in here right now, Bruce, two separate people called to compliment Stephanie about her great customer service and her product knowledge and helping people get just the right thing that they need. You know, and so we have Stephanie and Lucy and Jim and Raleigh who are doing this type of thing, and we have, you know, Bill and Ron and Matt that are all keeping track of the products, the shipping, all the information. It takes quite a bit to provide, you know, products for thousands of people. And we have this really, really great dynamite team that can do that. And we pick up the phone when people call. We do our best to get back to everybody as fast as we can. And the scientists, like Ken and Eric, appreciate that. And they feel confident that they're going to trust their treasured invention, which is really what it is. And they know that we're going to treat each of the people that call to get those products as a treasured guest. And that's why, you know, instead of one of the other 1,000 companies they could have chosen, they chose Boomers to do it. And so that's what we get to see, is all these amazing testimonials. We get to talk to the people on the phone. And sometimes it's sad, Bruce. The other day a man called who's in the hospital, and what happened? This is a good thing for people to listen to. He was taking one of the weight loss drugs, the new weight loss drugs with the active ingredient, you know, semaglutide. And he started losing weight really fast. And he lost so much muscle weight, he could no longer walk. His muscles became almost non-existent. And when you lose muscle weight like that, you're going to die if somebody doesn't help you. And they had to hospitalize this man. Yeah. And now he's getting out, and he's going to a rehab center where they're going to work with him probably for a couple of months to help him to, you know, try to survive and regain his muscle. And he's
able to walk again.
I got to speak to him. And he's going to get started on his Gladiator barley and Myotrol. And I taught him a few tricks from my days running rehab centers for 20 years to say, you know, this is what they're going to do for you in the rehab center. Here's what you can do for yourself when you're, you know, in your room or in the dining room. Make sure you do this, this, and this, and you'll, you know, you'll improve a lot faster. And we have 100% confidence that he's going to make a full recovery and probably will be stronger than he ever was in his life, you know, 6 or 9 months from now or a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll be looking back going, you know, really glad I was listening to the big call and got to find out about this.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So that's what I have for tonight. You know,
okay, Bob.
When you get testimonials that come in like this with people sending in photographs with these big smiles on their face, pretending to be 74 when no one would ever believe it.
That's right. Oh, that's so cool.
You know what I mean?
That's so
good.
Yeah.
And that's all I got for tonight, Bruce. Remember the sales that we have going on. Best time of the year to get these products. Put it on subscription, and you're getting 35% off, plus free shipping, plus free shaker bottle.
Awesome. And, yeah, it's a great time.
Great time, yeah.
It's a great time to put them on subscription. And, yeah, you get 25% off on these products that are on sale plus the 10% for putting them on subscription. Free shipping and a free shaker bottle if you're a first-time user of these. And it's really a great deal. It's a super deal and a great time to get started, especially for the new year, which we're in. And if you're older, if you're 70 plus, 80 plus, you know, the testimonials that have come in on the combination of Boomer Boost and Barley and taking the Myotrol supplement are just excellent. I mean, the testimonials we've heard about people walking twice as far as they used to, stronger and able to work longer than they used to on the farm. The case of this woman who's 74 and she's you know, she's packed up her entire house ready for a move. I mean, yeah, that's not an easy job. That can be, you know, exhausting just thinking about it. So keep that in mind. Go for the sale. It's something you want to consider putting on subscription. Absolutely. Myotrol, absolutely. Boomer Boost Barley, absolutely. Premium probiotics, lignans, whatever it is you like. I like the O's, and I take those every day, plus Good Night Formula every night, and helps me to sleep my 8 to 9 hours, get some good dreams in. It's really wonderful. Now, let's say, how do you get to the website? First, go to bigcalluniverse.com. When you get on my website, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's a direct link to Bob's site. Click on it, boom, takes you right into Bob's website. Then you can go through, see the drop-down menu for products and on sale. Click on it, and it'll give you everything that's on sale and help yourself to putting a great order together, you know, online. Now, if you are not as sharp online as you'd like to be or you have a question, you can certainly call them. And the 800 number there at Boomers is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's a good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday now. Now, we've passed the holidays, so we're good. Tomorrow's Friday. It'll be a great day to call. Of course, they're closed on the weekend. You start them back up on the following Monday. And I highly recommend you guys consider doing that and taking advantage of this sale available for the next few days. All right? So do that, and let's cut our way into the intel segment of the call. Thank you very much, Bob. That was really great. And I'm, you know, Bob had a lot of enthusiasm tonight, I think because of what he was getting in the way of some of these testimonials, the fact that Ken and I hope Eric both come to visit Bob down in Tampa, see the operation. Those guys are our heroes, really. For Ken to have come up with, he did, with Boomer Boost and Barley and lignans and premium probiotics, and then what Eric has come up with Myotrol, took 6 years to develop. He's got a real winner, and we are the exclusive only distributor at Boomers of that product. And it's an absolute winner. So let's move into where we are on Intel. I can tell you guys, today is the 2nd. We were supposed to get notified today. And I think I led up to that on Tuesday's call, if I remember right. We were supposed to get notified the day after New Year's and get started today with exchanges. Well, we had a couple things that happened behind the scenes, or they use the term behind the curtain, and we sort of found out what they might have been. We think we know, and now everything is moving forward at the regular pace. Now, let's talk about Iraq for a minute. Iraq has had a new rate. They brought a new in-country rate in over New Year's Day. We heard about this New Year's Day, and it looks like they are about to, at midnight tonight Eastern time, which is only, a little less than 2 hours away now, Iraq, on their time, will bring out the start of what they've been talking to the people in Iraq about on TV and I think on billboards, a term with standards, but I think they refer to them as billboards, we would call them, in Iraq. And what it amounts to is, you know, they've pulled most of the 3-0 notes, the higher denominations, the 25K dinar notes, the 10K, the 510K, the 1K. Those are all of the high 3-0 dinar notes. Now, those are the notes that we have that we're going to be able to exchange at a very high rate, very high. But in Iraq, they're removing the 3-0 notes, like our 25Ks, 10Ks, 5Ks, 1K notes, and they're exchanging those with 25 dinar, 10 dinar, 5 dinar, 1 dinar. In other words, without the 3-0s. Now, that's not us. That's not us here. We're going the opposite direction. We're getting huge rates on the dinar that we have. But the in-country citizens of Iraq, they've known about this for years, but it's finally coming to be where they will actually exchange, I'm going to say over this weekend, maybe sooner, they will exchange and get the new money. Now, what are they calling the new money? The new money, as they term it, is the lower denominations, sort of equivalent to the money that we have, our cash money. In other words, they'll have 100 dinar. They'll have a 50 dinar. They'll have a 20 dinar, a 10 dinar, and probably a 5 dinar. Kind of like us with our $100 bill, 50, 20, 10, and 5. And I don't know even what we're going to do with our, I guess we'll still have our singles, our $1 bills. They tend to have coins at the lower levels. I remember when this first came out 20 years ago, I bought a pack of dinar that included a 100 dinar coin and a 25 dinar coin. Those were two coins. Can I find them now, 20 years later? No, I can't because I can't see anyway, but I can't find them. Hopefully they're still somewhere because I'd love to use the 100 dinar coin as a ball marker when I play golf with Bob. But the cool thing about this is that this, they made that, they're making those announcements on television in Iraq. They're using those so-called standards, which I think are billboards, to talk about it. And they're ready to get started with that. I'm going to call it 8 a.m. in the morning Iraq time tomorrow, which is in a couple of hours. So they're going to start with that. Now, what does that mean for us? We were supposed to get started today. We look like we could get started in a couple of days. They're calling it the weekend. Now, the weekend for us traditionally, guys, is always Saturday and Sunday, right? Well, sometimes in this business, they tend to think of the weekend as starting Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So somewhere in that time frame. I'm going to say as early as Friday and as late as Sunday, we should be getting our notifications by email with the 800 number, and we should be able to get started with our exchanges. Whew. Okay. I went super long on my intel on Tuesday night's call. I guess I felt like I needed to fill, but really, I'm not going to fill tonight. But I'm going to tell you one little thing about the quantum access card or the quantum card and our quantum account. I just want everybody to realize that once you're exchanged monies from your currencies and from your Zimbabwe dollars that are redeemed as a bond, those all go into your quantum account. Then you need to move those funds that don't grow any interest at all in your quantum account. It's a safe, treasury-backed, gold-backed account. When that, when you need to bring some money into your primary Wells account or a secondary Wells account or another bank when you get them set up, okay, that money needs to be moved using your quantum card. It's three times thicker than a normal credit card. It could be made of titanium. I don't know. It's supposed to be metallic. It should be pretty sturdy. And it has three chips in it. One chip to record your biometric finger or thumbprint, one to record the account information that you have, and one for probably the balance of information that you have in your account. Okay? Now, that a card is used when you want to transfer funds from your quantum account into your bank accounts. And I've been told you can link three different banks to the quantum card. I'm going to start with Wells, stay with Wells, and maybe I'll add one or two more accounts to it. I'm not sure yet what I'm going to do. But you guys do what you want to do. Now, the thing I want you to know about the quantum account is how to activate it. You activate it with a biometric fingerprint or thumbprint. Okay, that's recorded. That goes in there. And then, of course, you've got a brand new username and a brand new password for the username. And then you have an all-new five-digit PIN code, five numbers, okay, that you create. That's another thing. And then you also have a brand new email that you're setting up exclusively for this purpose with a password to get into that email. So how many things is that? Biometric finger thumbprint, one. Two is your username. Three is your password for your username. Four is your five-digit PIN code. Five is your new email. And six is your password to get into your email. I think that's everything that gets you into your quantum account. Then you move funds in, and then you can earn some interest on that. And the interest is negotiable, and it's a very strong interest rate. You can negotiate too. The lower the money you have in terms of all these exchanges and Zim and everything, the more you have, the lower your interest rate will be on earning interest. It makes sense. You got trillions and zillions of dollars worth. You really don't need a very high interest rate at all. You don't really need much of a rate at all. But if you've got, let's say you didn't have that much, you had a low one and you're in the millions, let's say, instead of billions or trillions or quadrillions, you might end up getting a higher rate. You can negotiate that rate up higher, and they'll work with you on that. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that – there's nothing else I can think of other than when you call – I believe they're going to ask you either with an AI voice or a person when you get, call the 800 number at the call centers. You're going to give them your name, and you're going to tell them the zip code where you want to exchange. In other words, either your home zip code or your business zip code or your let's say you're traveling and you know a zip code in the area where you're staying, and you want an exchange in Georgia when you really live in Texas or whatever. But you're on the road or whatever, and you've got your currency with, and now you're going to go ahead and call in, set your appointment. Now, the emails that come out, which we should get over this weekend, starting, I'm going to say Friday, maybe Saturday, maybe Sunday, whenever those come in, you should have some instructions on when you are to call. Please obey those instructions. Whenever it tells you what day and time to call, go ahead and do it. Do it that way. Okay, one other quick thing about med beds, and then we'll go. The med bed, when you go in for your med bed appointment, you have the opportunity to refer 6 people to go in when they are able to go. So you want to have a list of those 6 by name and phone number, maybe address too if you know it, okay? But certainly name and telephone number so they can contact them to come in and to give them an appointment to come in. 6 people. Now, if they are Zim holders and they're old or they have dire need, like they're really hurting physically, they have priority. They will be given priority. They want the Zim holders. Now, it could be you refer people that don't have any currency. It could be. I know a couple, and I plan to refer 1 or 2 like that. But if you refer somebody and they have currency, make sure that if they have Zim or any currency, that they let them know when they go in for their exchange that they need the med bed. They're looking forward to getting a med bed appointment as soon as possible. And when you go in and you give the name will be in the computer for them. And then when they go in, let's say it's after you exchange, then their name will be in the computer. So they'll have, oh, there's a match. Yeah, I see. Oh, I see. Yeah, Bruce put this person in. And then they put themselves in. And maybe somebody else even put them in. So point is, they'll have, they'll know that this is a real thing and a real person with a dire need or not. You know, they'll know. So we don't know where each individual med bed center is, but we know we've got well over 6,000 med bed centers in the U.S. alone. And I think that's a low number. I think that number is much higher now. But don't worry. Yes, you'll sign an NDA so that you do not discuss where you went for this med bed treatment. You won't tell them who helped you. And any of the specifics like that, just keep it to yourself. Now, will people see you differently if you have physical changes made and you've been de-aged from 70-something down to 28? Oh, yeah, they'll notice. They won't understand it. They'll be shaking their head. What happened to you? Are you the same person? Well, not really. Sort of, in some ways. I still have all my memories. I have my wisdom. I have my knowledge. But maybe some things have been tweaked. That's where you need to get Sue's MedBed 100 so that you can see all of the different 7 categories, up to 65 or more things that you can ask for in your interview process before going into the MedBed. The interview process is approximately 15 to 20 minutes if you need that long. I think if you rehearse it, you'll find you can say everything you want to say in less time than 15 minutes. But what I want you to do is sign up, send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and put MedBed 100 in the subject line and put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email. Make it short and sweet and just tell her, yes, I'd like this, and I have PayPal, or I can take a PayPal invoice and pay by credit card. It's $100. $100 for 3 hours of this course, 2 1.5-hour classes combined. As a link, as you'll get it as an email, and it's a recorded call from before when she did this, and you'll go ahead and click on it and listen to it. Okay? And the other thing that Sue is offering is the new Foundations of, oh, I can't remember what it was. And that's really a new class that's going to start next.
Founders of the Future.
I knew it. Founders of the Future. Future Founders of America. The Founders of the Future. Thank you, Sue. I knew you were out there. I knew you'd come in. Founders of the Future, a great two-night class, 3 hours, also $100, payable by PayPal or an invoice. Now, some people, I know a lot of people are going to take that class. It sounds fantastic. And a lot of people have already indicated they want the MedBed 100. Some people still want the Golden Wisdom Bundle, which we call Golden Bundle 300. If you want both the Golden Bundle 300 and the MedBed pop-up, I call it the MedBed 100, then it would be 100 for the MedBed information and then 300 for the Golden Wisdom Bundle. The two of them combined would be 400. So order how you like it. Let Sue know in your email what you want, and go ahead and send those out and see if she can fulfill as many as she possibly can before numbers do come in. All right? Well, thank you, Sue, for your assist on that. I think that we've got a lot of good information over the last 13 years of doing the big call. Now, remember one more thing that I mentioned on Tuesday kind of late, and hope everybody caught it. If you have dinar and you would like the contract rate, which is substantial and moving up as we speak today, ask them for it politely. Yes, please, I'd like the contract rate on the dinar, please. And boom, you're going to be thrilled that you did that. If you have dinar, I don't care if you've got two or three notes or whether you've got, 20 or 50 million dinar. And you're not limited, and this is something that's been out there and it's repeated itself. There are no limits. If you've got 100 T notes of Zim, you're going to get the same thing. I don't care if you've got, 20 quadrillion Zim or you've got two 100 T notes. Or a 50 and 100 T note, or two tens. Two tens are $20 trillion. Nothing to sneeze at. Okay? So, there's no limit. They don't restrict you just because you have a lot. But what's going to happen is all of that is going to end up in your quantum account, and then you get to move that, a few billion at a time, let's say, into your bank account. And then you'll earn interest on what is moved into your bank account. All right, that's all I'm going to bring up today. I think it's time to go ahead and pray the call out and then see how this thing plans, how it comes out for the weekend for us, okay? So I think that's really what I wanted to say tonight. I'm glad we got it in. Glad Bob came back. I want you guys to consider this sale that's going on, and I want us to all take advantage of what Sue is offering. The new class next Thursday and Friday at 7:25 p.m. and the new class and the MedBed 100. And if anybody wants to add to that MedBed 100, they want to add the Golden Bundle 300, they can certainly do that. All right? All right, let's go ahead and pray the call out. Lord God, thank you so much that the new year has started. We've got a lot of really cool things we're looking forward to in 2025. Thank you for this great blessing, which will be immense for us to be good stewards of as we come into it. And thank you for the technology that we're going to be seeing and what that means for us. Thank you for keeping us all healthy, healed, and whole. Continuing to heal Pastor Scott and anyone else that's listening in Big Call Universe. Thank you for the SAT team that gets our call out all over the world. Thank you for Sue and Bob, my co-hosts. And thank you for Jeannie and Pastor Scott and GCK and all the contributors to the Big Call. Thank you for giving us a beautiful weekend with toll-free numbers coming. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. God bless you. We'll see you on the other side.